Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. I wanted to talk to you today about something that I find interesting, and it's going to sound probably very serious. And I want to give you a little bit of background on why I want to talk about this. So I subscribe to this email that's called The Hustle. And each week, actually every day, you get an email from them with the exception of Saturday. And on The Hustle, they cover really interesting articles and news around the globe. And it can be anything from finance to entertainment to real estate to cars or products. It's a really great way to get some of the most interesting news out there with sort of a humorous twist in the how they write the copy of the articles. And they're all, you know, one, maybe two, three, four paragraphs long. They're not very long. And it gets delivered to you, like I said, every morning in your email. And they always cite their sources, which I find really awesome. Because it's a digital version of a news article, they will cite where they got the source and then link you to it. And so not only have I found it to be very interesting and staying on top of the things that are going on in the world, but I've also found it interesting because you can see the research that they're doing in order to deliver the content to you. So that's where I'm gonna take for this podcast some of the background. So each day they'll send you multiple news stories, four or five. Each week on a Sunday, they will go in depth on a particular topic that they've been working on. And this past Sunday, they went in depth on a restaurateur in the Bay Area who took Yelp to task. And it was an interesting article, and I'll just give you some of the highlights of it. But basically, this restaurateur is an Italian immigrant who had worked most of his life in food, had at least one restaurant that failed, and then had a restaurant that was successful. And the backstory with this particular restaurateur is interesting because Yelp, as a company, right, who does reviews, grew up in the Bay Area. That's where their headquarters are, and then Yelp has since across the United States, and they're in multiple categories. But the basic thing that Yelp does, right, is helps companies get reviews. Mostly service-based companies get reviews. And the article talks about some of their interesting tactics in order to get businesses to also advertise with them. So this particular individual that was running this restaurant was getting five-star reviews for his food, for his service and his food and the restaurant in general. And he noticed an interesting trend, and that trend was that he would get a couple of reviews and then he would get a sales call from Yelp that would say, hey, you should also advertise with us, and then you'll rank higher on search terms and that will help you get more business. Well, this restaurateur was also tracking how well his reviews were impacting his business. And he knew to a certain percentage point how reviews would impact his business. And so what he noticed was he would get a sales call after getting five-star reviews, and he would say, no, I'm not interested in advertising with you, but I do like your service. And then as quickly as 24 hours after the call, he would notice those five-star reviews disappearing. And so the article itself goes into detail on what was happening in the back and the forth. And he was basically saying that Yelp was extorting advertising dollars from him because they were removing these five-star reviews that were legitimate reviews from legitimate customers. And in some cases, one-star reviews would pop up. And so what I wanted to talk to you today about has to do with this word extortion. And it is a heavy-hitting word, so I don't want to approach this lightly. And I don't want you as a listener to think that every real estate person in the industry, brokers, licensed agents, is extorting the money. But the reality is that the industry at large is operating in a similar manner to Yelp. Now, let me explain. And before I get into the explanation of it, I've got two definitions of extortion here. And the first one, and I'm going to read it just word for word. The first one is the practice of obtaining something, especially money, through force or threats. And then the other definition I have here is extortion is a criminal offense of obtaining money, property, or services from an individual or institution through coercion. Now, why would I relate that to the real estate industry? The reason is because, and you can actually go back and listen to this podcast, but several months ago now, there was a class action lawsuit filed up in Wisconsin on behalf of a particular home seller that said that the way the real estate industry collects fees is illegal. It is going against the Sherman Antitrust Act. So let me try and tie those two things together. The reason I'm using the word extortion here and why I thought it was applicable the same way this particular restaurateur in the Bay Area thought it was applicable is because of the tactic that's used to get the advertising dollars for Yelp and in real estate, the buyer's agent commission. Now, if you think about it, and I get that people are going to come at this explanation that I'm getting. I totally understand that. And I know that there's probably going to be two sides to the story. I'm just giving you my perception of how this works. So, and I know this because, one, I worked in the industry, and two, I've talked to enough for sale by owners already that have experienced the same thing. And that is this. If you are a for sale by owner and you are not out there offering the full 3% buyer side commissions, agents will actively avoid showing your house. And in some circumstances will tell you, I won't show your home unless you pay me a commission. Now, I fully understand that an agent's responsibility to their buyer is to show them properties that the buyer wants to see. And I understand that the agent is doing work for that buyer. I'm not saying that at all. And I'm not saying that buyer's agent wouldn't add value to their buyers or to the transaction. But the pure fact that the industry at large, again, and I'm not coming at any one individual, but I'm coming at the industry at large, that the industry at large encourages this type of activity is where the word extortion comes into play. Because again, extortion is a criminal offense of obtaining money, property, or services from an individual or institution through coercion. So if somebody puts a property up for sale and an agent says, I'm not going to show your house unless you're paying a commission. Now they're not going to, sometimes they won't say it that way. Sometimes they'll say it this way. They'll say, hey, are you willing to pay a buyer's agent commission if I bring you a buyer? And if you say no, you're automatically cut off. And so as a seller, in terms of that agent bringing a buyer. Now, if that was a good agent, they might say, is there some type of deal that we could come to where you would pay a buyer's agent commission? But the reality is if you put that property out there for sale and especially if you put it on the MLS and you don't list a 3% commission to the buyer's agent, the chances of your property getting shown do go down. It's just the reality of it. And you can test it. If you put your property up on the MLS, you go through a flat rate service as a for sale by owner and you get your property out there, I wholeheartedly believe you should start with 2% because there are agents that will show your house. But will you get maximum exposure from other agents if you're not willing to pay 3% fee? In my experience, the answer sadly is no. I know when I would show properties as a buyer's agent, it was frustrating to me to see properties that were listed less than 3%, but I never didn't show a property because of it, because I had a fiduciary responsibility to my buyers. If they wanted to see that house, to show them that house and talk them through what buying that house would mean for them, as if I was being paid a quote unquote full commission. And that's where I think the industry is in trouble, is because what is a full commission? Every agent provides different value to a potential client and how they interact with them and how they negotiate deals and how they do paperwork and how the customer experience is. So what is a quote unquote full commission? If the entire industry is encouraging it to be 3%, but the service that is offered by everyone is completely individualistic and different, then how can the industry itself argue that it should be a full 3%? That's where the coercion comes into play. And so, again, I use the word extortion, and I don't want to overplay it, right? Do I believe individual agents are extorting money? No, because they're just operating inside of a system that has for decades said this is what an agent should be paid. It should be this percentage. But it has to be argued that it is so similar to what this restaurateur went through with Yelp in terms of reviews disappearing because he simply didn't want to pay the advertising fee that they were asking him to pay over and above what he was getting from the service. So, for example, if you go on Yelp and you don't spend any money, but your business is listed there for free and people are leaving reviews on your business and it's doing well, right? If you're doing the hard work and people are coming into your business and they like your service and they like your product and they're willing to leave you a review because you're listed on that platform and the platform is willing to give you that exposure for free, then it would be extortion in a way to then say, well, you're using our platform for free and you're getting all these reviews and you refuse to advertise with us, so our algorithm is going to take away these reviews. Well, in real estate, what's the difference, obviously, for me is the fact that the MLS is the one dictating what percentage is paid. And if a high enough percentage is not paid in the mind of an agent who has a buyer, then they sometimes won't show that listing, which is wrong. It's fiduciarily wrong. Okay, that agent has that responsibility. But as an industry, it's wrong as well because you're trying to coerce the seller to give up more money than they want to just to find a buyer. And I understand the marketing idea behind it, such as you have marketing dollars as a seller to get your property in front of people. Anybody who sells a product has marketing dollars, hopefully tied into getting that product in front of the most number of people. But then what is the service that is being provided? And you as the seller, why are you required to pay the fee to somebody you don't get any say in who's hired? That's where I think the problem comes in and the coercion comes in, is saying, well, as a buyer's agent, if you're not going to show my house simply because I don't want to pay you the full 3%, and there's a problem there. I mean, there's a real problem there. So I'm not saying, again, in recap, that it's full extortion. What I'm saying is there is coercion that happens there, and the industry encourages that coercion. when listing agents go into listing appointments to list homes, they are encouraging the seller to offer the absolute maximum amount, 3%, to get a buyer through the door. Why aren't they offering different things? Why aren't they encouraging? Because buyers these days, right, are looking online first anyways. So the marketing dollars aren't really that big of a thing anymore, right? Because buyers can find property online easily. They can call phone numbers. They can get into properties. A savvy buyer, and buyers these days are really savvy, could put a whole list of properties together if they didn't want to work with a buyer's agent and go from property to property to property, calling on the listing agent's phone number to see if they can get into the house. It happens. I experienced it. I would experience it as a listing agent, and I would experience it as a buyer's agent who was trying to earn buyers to work with. So this whole coercion through you must pay this percentage in order for me to show your house is a real problem. Anyways, I thought that was an interesting topic to talk about because of how this goes down. And listen, this isn't the only industry that it's happening in. It happens, obviously, I used the example of this Yelp article from this Hustle email, but it's happening all over the place. I mean, it happens in professional sports. Hey, if you come to my team, I'll give you a shoe contract. I mean, it's unfortunately, it's part of the society that we live in, but I think it can be stamped out from this, from what I've shared before. And that is, are we incentivizing the right people in a real estate transaction when it comes to a for sale by owner encouraging a buyer to come look at their house? And I think at large, we aren't. We obviously, in the world that we live in, where products are bought and sold every day, right? And the average, just a side statistic, the average person now is hit with about 5,000 marketing messages per day. Are we, as for sale by owners, targeting people correctly? And by targeting, I mean, what are we saying to a potential buyer out there that would encourage them to come look at our house? Obviously, you know, our house will check some boxes for the buyer if the buyer sees it online and they like the way it looks and they like the floor plan and it's got enough bedrooms and bathrooms. Those boxes are getting checked. But are we offering the right things to a buyer rather than a buyer's agent to come take a look at our house? And companies do this all the time. I mean, just think of any company on the planet that advertises on a frequent basis, car insurance, cars, travel vacations. I mean, just think of any industry, and those companies are offering incentives to the buyer to come purchase their product. As for sale by owners, are we offering the right ones? And I would say we're not, because we're stuck in this old world real estate thought of that the real estate industry is coercing sellers to give agents the money rather than to incentivize a buyer in the right way to make sure that the buyer is taken care of when they purchase the house. Because we all want to feel comfortable when we make a purchase. Nobody wants to feel buyer's remorse. And nobody wants to be sold to. They want to buy things. That psychology is well known. And so when somebody is acting in this coercion method or this extortion method, and extortion, again, I'll just, one more time, I'll say it. That is a harsh word, because with it comes criminal penalties. And again, I'm not saying individual agents are extorting people. They're just operating within an industry that is saying to them, you must offer this in order to get a deal. That is coercion, at least. At the very least, that's coercion. So as you go through your process, think about that. Think about what's happening to you as a for sale by owner and how you can incentivize a buyer to come look at your property. You only need one buyer. And so the incentives you offer, they may apply to multiple buyers, but ultimately you just need one buyer to buy your property. And so offering an incentive that puts the buyer's mind at ease, such as an extended warranty or an upgraded kitchen countertop, or, you know, I even think that you could incentivize a buyer to say, hey, look, for the next year, I'll pay for professional cleaning once a month. Think about how that would incentivize a buyer. You're adding value to that buyer's life. You're adding incentive to them to want to purchase your house. And that's been going on for a long, long time as well. It's part of marketing and it's part of adding value to the product that you're selling, which is your home. So take that for what it's worth. I hope that it's helpful to you. It certainly opened my eyes to a way to look at the industry, if you will. And you all, if you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you'll know my view on the industry. There are not bad people in it, but the system is broken. And I believe it's massively broken. I believe there's an opportunity there for property to be bought and sold more frequently by for sale by owners than by the industry at large, so long as the owner has the right tools in place, and those tools exist. So as you go through that process as a for sale by owner, look for the right tools. Of course, I offer a course that teaches you everything you need to know about selling your own home. And then this podcast will also give you a lot of that great information and help you see that the process doesn't take very long and that you don't have to be coerced into paying somebody you don't want to pay. You can sell your house without a real estate agent. I did. I sold it without any real estate agents involved, and I got the price that I wanted. The deal worked out for me. I sold at the top end of the market. The market wasn't even hot at the time. So I know it's possible. I just want people to be educated on how to do it, the right ways to do it. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Certainly the industry would like to take care of you, but they charge a premium fee for that. And I think that's avoidable. In fact, I know it's avoidable. So again, as always, I hope the information was helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.